SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
From SBS Examines, I'm Rachel Knowles. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. In this episode, we're talking exactly that, mis and disinformation. Sometimes it's harmless, but it also can be extremely dangerous. So how can Australians decipher what's really true online? We spoke to an expert to find out more.
What I love most about mis and disinformation is that they're kind of like brought out as this, romantic pair.
That's Timothy Graham. He's an associate professor in digital media at the Queensland University of Technology and a mis and disinformation expert.
Misinformation is defined as false assertions or false content that's spread by someone or something, like an organisation, without them knowing that it's false. For disinformation, it might be the same content, it might be the same kind of narrative or assertion that's being made, but the individual or the entity is aware that it's false and is intentionally spreading it to try and mislead or otherwise gain some advantage.
The terms seem new, but they do have a history. In the 1950s, disinformation was used to talk about propaganda. The word became popular in 2016 during the US presidential election and later during Brexit, while the term misinformation was made popular by the health sector.
It was something that particularly health researchers and health communicators and medical practitioners were really interested in, this situation where people were not vaccinating themselves because of beliefs that they'd come to form because of information they'd been exposed to or groups had been participating with online.
It may sound simple, but mis and disinformation are complex and difficult to identify, particularly when fact and fiction are merged.
One of the big things with defining what misinformation is it's all about context. The problem isn't necessarily that the content is false or that what's being said is false, but rather more that it's a situation where it falls into this grey zone where it might be something that is true, but it's taken totally out of context. And that decontextualizing of it means that it gets picked up in all sorts of other places and can be spread as false, or it can be misinterpreted and so on.
Associate Professor Graham says that content can be highly emotionally activating and so spreads at a faster rate.
When we see that something has spiraled out of control, oftentimes it will be because people have an extreme reaction on one side or another to the issue and inadvertently contribute to the oxygen of amplification of that issue. So it just gets seen by more and more people. I guess, like a virus, it spreads in that way.
Policing and regulating mis and disinformation online isn't a quick fix, according to Associate Professor Graham.
It's a whole of society issue, and it's not just something that we can develop a machine that's going to be able to identify it. It's not even something that I think we can develop, you know, a single law or a single set of policies to combat.
He says there are steps users can take to stop the spread.
Realising that when you're really affected by something, there's a good chance that you're possibly encountering misinformation or someone intentionally trying to disinform you. From the perspective of just your everyday person who's consuming content online and sharing it, just slowing down and asking yourself, is this something that I want to be sharing? Or is this something that, you know, perhaps someone might have some not so great intentions behind? And what is the source? You know, where is that coming from?
Associate Professor Graham believes these small steps can help create a safer and factual online ecosystem.
It sort of begins with solidarity and this kind of activism. You can't really do anything unless you get lots of people to move together. And so advocating for cultural changes, trying to change the culture, is a really key thing.
This episode was produced and presented by Rachel Knowles. To find out more, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.